The opinions expressed on this edition of Pensacola Expert Panel are not necessarily those of News Radio 92.3 AM 1620, but rather the opinions of the sponsor, Claymology, with host Matthew Vanderford.
M35 here at News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Jenna Barr, and Matthew Vanderford of Claymology has joined us. Good morning.
Good morning, Jenna. How are you?
I'm doing well. You look very tan, by the way.
Oh, we live in Florida.
I know. I don't feel like I'm up to par with being outside then.
Oh, man.
Well, so that means that maybe the public adjuster world is pretty good. You're getting to spend some time outside looking at homes now.
Yeah, I'm on the on the roofs in the winter, in the summer, everywhere. But yeah, I try to spend a little bit of time every morning reflecting on the beach. And so that kind of helps. So that's probably where the tan comes from a little bit.
Does that help you prepare for everything that comes at you throughout your day with your job?
Absolutely.
Wow.
Because, I mean, part of meditation for me is just being able to be centered and grounded and balanced and trying to find that harmony within myself.
Right.
And part of the mission of Claymology for myself is to elevate the human experience. And so for me, becoming a little bit silent and grounded and spending some time reflecting and just kind of breathing, because life can get all up in you really quickly.
Oh yeah.
And claims can really do that to people. And it's just, it's helpful for me to be able to continue to show empathy, have empathy on a daily basis for
right.
myself and for others.
emphasis on self for me. Others, I'm pretty good at having the empathy for myself. I'm like, why'd you do that?
Yeah, self-talk you know? Is huge.
It is huge.
Yeah, here we are talking about claims. We're talking about self right now, right?
Yeah, this but is the way you it works. Know what? But that's how it works, because like if you go through these issues and like, you know, you have an insurance claim on your home after a fire or a pipe busts, whatever it is, and maybe you have a story to share with us or you have a question, please feel free to chime in. 437-1620. It always helps when you join us in the conversation. So please don't hesitate. Text if you don't feel comfortable calling, or call in and ask Matthew your question. 437-1620. But if you do have that happen where, you know, like the pipes burst and start leaking all over your floors and it starts to become a disaster, if you're already like a loose cannon, you're going to lose it.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's pressure. It's going to transform you. It's going to pressure, unfortunately, brings everything out, right? That's the whole point. Like a diamond,
right.
Coal, the pressure is going to bring out the diamond. Takes extreme pressure. Gosh,
right.
Lots of energy, lots of pressure. Oh my gosh. We all love diamonds. People like diamonds. It's shiny, it's sparkly, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Spend a lot of money and getting
yes.
rings on diamonds and jewelry and things like that. But I don't think we all realize really the amount of pressure that it actually takes to create something so magnificently beautiful
mm-hmm.
that can take the light and make it sparkle and shine.
It's true.
And so as human beings, kind of like that's what I'm learning myself, that pressure, it's really unbearable a lot of times, but at the end of the day, if you keep the perspective of, hey, it's only to help me shine.
Right.
Hey, and it's going to help.
Become your better self. And like, that's the other thing is with your responsibilities as a public adjuster too, being there for people, that wears on you too, because you can start to bear the weight of other people's burdens as well. And so I do want, if people are just tuning in, you're listening to News Radio 92.3 AM 1620, Matthew Vanderford, he's with Claymology, and I want you to just share with people what your job title entails and what it does not.
Sure. I'm a public adjuster, and the company's Claymology, and you can find us at www.insuranceadjusterschoolhouse.com. And you can check us out online, Facebook, and mm-hmm. think we're actually live on Facebook now for the future. Just try to help educate people. But as a public adjuster, what we are, we're licensed just like anyone else through the state. We don't work for the state. We're background checked. We're fingerprinted. That's some of the background credentials. We have to go through a whole felony checklist, the whole thing, like any other state. So we have to, our backgrounds are investigated. So we're making sure that we're representing the community in an appropriate and a good fashion mm-hmm. and ethical manners. We have to take CE courses for continuing education for ethics, for law,
good.
Which is really important. So it's not, as a public adjuster, you're required to maintain at least 5 hours every 2 years of continuing education of law. You're also continue of the 5 hours, an additional It's 24 total, so it's, I'm going to back that out math-wise, 19. 19 and 5 is 24, right?
There no, you you're doing great. That All was right, good.
Awesome. Perfect.
Nailed it.
Right? Didn't even use my fingers or my toes.
No, that was good. I was impressed.
Simple math, right?
Yes.
Right?
Keep it that way.
Yeah, yeah. My colleagues are like, are you serious? Took you that long?
No. No, it's fine.
I still use an abacus. I'm like, what? What do you do here?
Yes.
No. So as part of a public adjuster, what we are, what we do, we are, background check, we are representatives of the community when it comes to insurance claims settlement. Now, that's a pretty broad term. We're representatives of the community when it comes to fair insurance claim settlements. What does that mean? Well, there's many different players in the insurance community that are working within, in the industry, excuse me, there's many people in the insurance industry that are working in the community. So what is that? Number one, you have independent adjusters. Mm-hmm. An independent adjuster is someone that works for an insurance company, maybe directly or indirectly, but they're the people that actually come out to your house when you file a claim. And those people are taught, educated, informed, instructed by the insurance companies on what they want them to write for.
Okay.
They give them guidelines.
Oh,
so
absolutely.
They tell them what to look for, what not to write for, and that maybe not necessarily what not to write for, but things that they only want to see on the report.
Okay.
So that's what's called an independent adjuster. And then you have what's called a captive adjuster. And a captive adjuster is someone that works specifically for an insurance company directly and not for multiple. So let's just take, for example, State Farm. They will have people that are both just captive people that work just specifically for State Farm. Other okay. companies like Allstate, they have captive and IAs, different people.
Okay.
So as a public, and they get paid, mm-hmm. those people get paid directly from the insurance carrier, regardless of coverage, regardless of what they write, regardless right. of how they treat you, regardless if they go on the roof or not. You'd mm-hmm. be surprised how many times I'll go to a claim and they're like, the guy didn't even get on the roof. The adjuster didn't even come to my house. Well, they got paid.
Yeah.
They still got paid. So that's that side. The other players in the industry, you have attorneys. Attorneys are a player in the industry, and they help people navigate the loss, but you also have attorneys that defend the claims, and you also have attorneys that litigate for the claims. So
okay.
there's that two separate sides. And then as a public adjuster, which is what I am, we are independent adjusters who do not work for insurance companies, who
right.
specifically only work for the public.
Mm-hmm.
The community hires us to keep the insurance companies fair, honest, reasonable, and to pay the claim settlements the way
right.
they should be. And so for that, I'm very grateful. We get to be a voice in the community. We get to really help people, and we're advocates. We get to really stand alongside, not in the shoes of, but alongside and hold the hand of insureds and help navigate that process of filing a claim. Most people have no idea how to file a claim.
No.
They don't even know how to read their insurance policy.
Yeah, it's a lot.
It's a lot.
It can be overwhelming.
Absolutely.
Because you're like, wait, is this in... Am I reading in between the lines? Is this not covered? What did I pay for? And then
yeah.
you go to file a claim and they're, oh, that's not covered.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, well, what have I been paying for this whole time?
That's right. That's right. And that's where as a public adjuster, we can come in and say, hey, listen, you may not know what you're covered for, but we actually are licensed to negotiate and to help establish coverage. That's what an adjuster does. So we have the same authority, quote unquote, to, like, if I worked for an insurance carrier on the inside, I would have the ability to establish coverage with my license as a 620 all lines license. I don't have that anymore because I had to transfer to a public adjuster, but it's the
mm-hmm.
same thing.
Okay.
Just because I can't work for an insurance company doesn't mean I don't understand coverage, which is a lot of times the carriers try to argue and say, listen, no. I'm licensed just like you are to help establish coverage. Show me in the policy where it states it's not covered. And these are some of the arguments, and I don't like to call them arguments, but some of the, this is how we have to articulate
right.
our argument, our defense,
yeah.
our posture, our position in the best way that we can tell the carrier, hey, I completely get what you're saying. Please define that more and show me why it's not covered in the policy. I spent 45 minutes, maybe a little more, on my own personal car with an inside examiner. I basically was asking them to show me information in the policy. I said, show me in the policy where this doesn't happen. Read it to me.
Right.
They couldn't find it. And I said, so basically you're quoting me information that doesn't exist. I was
yeah.
like, would you like, can we alter this? And then I was accused of, they said, but we're going to put a note in your file right now that if you do this, we're no longer going to renew you. I said, so now you're threatening me.
What?
You're now threatening me. And this is a recorded conversation. And I haven't taken the time to actually write a letter to the CEO,
right.
which I think I'm going to do. I was a member of their insurance company probably for 17 years. And I'm like, hey, wait a second. All I'm doing is asking you a question for a clarification of policy. Now you're threatening to drop me because I don't agree with you. Interesting.
Right. Well, I've had that.
Yeah.
I've had, and it's so insurance can be a really yucky thing, and just like tapping on, you know, car insurance. Well, that's just a headache in general. But when it comes to your home, it's something that you have to have if you own your home, or even if you're renting your home out, to make sure that, you know, in Jersey we say tuchus, your tuchus is covered.
That's right.
Matthew and I are both from Jersey. In fact, I think we should share this. This is a pretty crazy story. Let me just pause. When we first met, and you mentioned, I always mention I'm from Jersey. It's just, I have this tagline. Have I mentioned I'm from Jersey? What is it? It just comes out.
I'm going to hand clap for you. That's awesome.
But you said, I said I wasn't from here, and you said you were from Jersey, and we actually are from neighboring towns.
Yes.
Like our hometowns are in an area where it's pretty much a rural area in New Jersey. People don't really hear about it as often, but you could pretty much get to skiing within 30 minutes,
yeah,
hiking, but still be able to hop on a train and get to the city within 45 minutes to an hour.
Yeah.
You know, and when I say the city, I mean New York City. Or you could go over the Delaware Water Gap and go do all the things. So it's pretty cool to know somebody, because when I meet people that come through here, and, oh, yeah, my family's in Jersey. I'm like, oh, what part? They're like, oh, down by the shore. I'm like, meh. Like, no, I'm
yeah,
just kidding.
Right.
I don't know about Tom's River. No,
yeah.
But, you know, like,
right.
I just grew up in a different area. And so to finally meet a Northwestern Jerseyan, it's very exciting.
Yeah.
So, but I can hear the Jersey come out with you when you feel like people are, you know, not receiving what they deserve, and not you seek that justice, and that's what makes you like an advocate. They should call you a public advocate.
Right.
on people's behalf. But just owning a home here, or and even wherever you are, and knowing that when you go to make that claim, whether it was like a fire, electrical fire, or, you know, something on the stove, things happen. We see it in the news where, you know, a fire started in an old oven, and then it didn't burn down the entire house, but part of it. And so you have somebody come out, and like you said, you have that independent adjuster that comes out and looks at it and is like, oh, well, you know, it's your fault, and we'll only cover like an oven, but we won't cover like the ductwork and how maybe it went into the walls, into the insulation, maybe it hit some wires. You know, are you able to come in and take a second look at that?
Yes. And that's what we do. Part of the job as a public adjuster, which is what I love, is building forensics. And this gentleman, he was on before, his name is Ken Larson from the show. If anyone wants to check him out, he's fantastic. Dry Standard Investigations, DSI. He's actually a really well-known name in the industry. He actually helped co-write the protocol, the book for microbial growth, mold remediation. I mean,
wow.
Yeah, pretty cool stuff. So he gave me a great tagline. I borrow it from him. I steal it from him all the time. I'm not stealing. I love it. I'm borrowing. We speak for the house because the house doesn't speak for itself.
Mm.
We have to be, and it's funny, like we have to literally sometimes, like, I mean, this is okay, so this is just me, my weirdness, here I am, like, hey, listen, like, everything for me has energy, it's speaking, right? So
right.
It's like, I want to walk into the house, I want to ask the house, tell me what's happening,
right?
You know better than anybody else what's happening, and you'll let everyone know what's going on. And so when we come from that and seeking the truth, we just want to find the truth. What is the truth in this claim? We're not, listen, do claims have pre-existing concerns? Yes. Are some claims really kind of messy claims? Yes. Are some claims fraudulent claims? Yes. Are some claims not fraudulent claims? Absolutely. So the goal for me personally as a public adjuster is to, first thing I tell the insured when we walk in all the time, and anybody listening out there, when you file a claim, do so in the mind that you might be standing before a judge and a jury of your peers. More than likely, you might have to sit in front of an attorney and answer questions.
Right.
So you got to make sure everything's kosher. You got to make sure it's straight, that everything's just, because the truth is easy.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to remember the truth. It's just,
take pictures.
It's just what
right.
happened. This
All
is what's
things.
Going on. And so part of that is peeling back that onion. Is getting, like, going after the second inspections, like, okay, well, we have a mess here. This is a big old mess. How do we fix this mess? And that's what's kind of the cool part of it. We start peeling back the layers and getting into the home, and so this needs to be fixed here. If you have a fire, we have to address the cleaning over here. We have to go over here, and we have to do X, Y, and Z additional, which the insurance company didn't prepare for. And there's so many things. Contents are big. Cleaning is huge. I mean, it's OSHA regulations, safety regulations. Take, for example, did you know if you have drywall removed in your... The contractors, I'm going to jump ahead real quick. Contractors are required, OSHA, to make sure they protect and preserve the health and the safety of their employees.
Okay, yeah.
So what does that mean for you as a homeowner? You have a hurricane come through. Mm-hmm. You have a water damage. You're looking for a general contractor or some type of repair person to come in. That person... needs to be able to provide the safety equipment for their people, which are things like air scrubbers to remove silica out of the air. Because when you demo drywall, that gets in the air, it gets in your duct system.
Yep.
And nobody likes to think about that stuff. Mm-hmm. However, those are things that we include in the estimate to make sure that the insured has enough money to hire the contractors to say, hey, I need someone that's legitimate. Right. I need someone that's going to protect not just their employee, but protect me as the homeowner, because I don't want to breathe in this stuff. Yeah. I don't want my house to be ruined. And so those are things that insurance companies really don't address because they're not seen.
Right.
Quote unquote. It's not visible damage. So mm-hmm. I have a drywall. I've got a broken window with some drywall damage because of a storm. They're only going to write for that repair. They're not going to, they probably won't put anything else in for safety. Anything for containment,
okay.
Any of those type of things that protect the property and right. protect the insured. So those are things that as a public adjuster, we have to become aware of and help make sure that goes in our estimates. So take, for example, we're helping someone here and the carrier came out and gave them $9,000 and our estimate's at $55,000, maybe I think a little more, maybe $60,000. Well, how's that possible?
What?
How's that possible? Because we include the whole scope where they just include a tiny fraction. They give you a crumb. We want the cookie. That's all we're asking for. They're saying, yes, you paid for the cookie, but here's a crumb. And we're saying, no. The insured's entitled to the whole cookie too.
Well, that makes sense too, because I was recently hanging out with some friends and they had some roof damage. Well, a tree took out their front porch roof and they quickly tented it or whatever you do, put the tarped it.
Mm-hmm.
Tarped is a word. Sounds yeah. funny. That's a funny word. But they tarped it.
Right. Sounds like a Jersey word.
It does. It tarped it.
That's right.
And he said, you know, he had the insurance adjuster like come out and take a look at it. And I name dropped y'all because he was like, the guy, they only gave me $9,000. And I was like, $9,000? And I said to him, you know, I won't say his name, and I said, name, like whatever, like, that doesn't sound right. I gotta tell, like, listen, you have to call, and I gave your information and everything because it didn't make sense. Because about three doors down, our friends, they got $25,000 for their roof from their insurance company. Obviously, it was a separate insurance company, separate claim, with less damage. They only had a few shingles come off,
mm-hmm.
and so they got a whole entire new roof.
Yep, that happens all the time. I'm dealing with a claim right now for an association, and they told me a story basically before this that the two unit owners had the exact same insurance policy carriers. They both had damage from the same incident on different loss. They called them in, had two independent adjusters come out for the same company. One got approved and one got denied. And I'm like, wait a second.
No.
That's totally crazy. It's the same loss, same insurance carrier, two different adjusters, which means they had two different inside examiners. One got approved, one got denied. I was like, that shouldn't happen.
But see, that's an example.
Yes,
that happens. Is an example of how it's, I mean, you always hear like, right, with at-risk youth or kids going through the foster care system or in the welfare system, it's a broken system. It yes. truly is. I mean, I'm sorry. We see it all the time that there's missing puzzle pieces that organizations come in and try to fix. But, right, the same thing, mm-hmm. like with insurance, there can be brokenness in that system as well.
It is.
And there can be greed or just laziness, you know.
It's human beings. We affectionately call the insurance the machine. It's the insurance machine because that's what it is. The human beings are the cog in the wheel. They're the cogs. They're the pieces and the components that make the machine work. However, we're just people, and people have bad days, and people are upset, and people are angry. They don't even want to show up to work. I mean, literally. Right. Come on. I mean, we all want to think that we're like, yeah, we're it, and we're expecting the best out of other people to do their best. However, they're just people too.
We're all just people.
Yeah. So the biggest thing I can say with anyone handling and being in the insurance claims industry, but dealing with claims, and if you're a claimant yourself, just hang on. Allow people to just really be people. Allow them to make mistakes. Be in this. You're going to be met with whatever you're supposed to get, in the sense of, and I believe this, the challenge that's ahead. Your claim is either going to get paid, denied, partially denied, but it's up to you as the individual to now stand up for yourself and to say, what can I do now to make my situation better? Who do I turn to? You can turn to people like public adjusters. You can go to an organization called FAPIA, Florida Association Public of Insurance Adjusters. Tremendous resource. It's out there. It was started after Hurricane Andrew, I believe, came through, and a group of public adjusters who started from New Jersey.
Hey.
KA, that's it. Came down to South Florida and really started helping people. And they and the industry here, I mean, between New Jersey, basically, and Texas now, but between New Jersey and Florida, those are really the two heavy hitters when it comes to public adjusting. And it's pretty interesting on the East Coast. And so Florida has a great, great system in place, advocacy system to help people. And part of that is being out there in the community. FAPI lets people know about the statutory statutes that are changing, laws that are going into place.
Yes. Actually, I wanted to ask you.
Yes. So Monday, 2 weeks ago, there was a bill that was being,
It did pass.
It passed, I believe, one house. I think it's been tabled to be looked at. I'm not sure. I think they're tweaking some things. But in this, it has to do with the roofing system. You can still contact your state representative. You can still contact him. It's important. This is really, really big information. You have to understand right now, if this legislation goes into place right now, next hurricane season, everybody's going to hurt, because what's going to end up happening is the insurance companies are going to start probably, how I kind of see it probably changing is that they're going to start selling endorsements to your existing policy for a cheaper rate, saying, hey, we're going to give you a break if you cheat, if you take this endorsement where we're not going to pay you what your roof is actually, what your roof costs. And so what we're going to do is any roof over 10 years old or older, we are only going to pay what's called actual cash value. And actual cash value is not replacement cost value. So if it takes $20,000 to replace your roof today, we're only going to pay you what the actual cash value is. And you're going to say, well, what's that? Guess what? Everybody in the radio listening land and on this, on any here, there is no metric. They have complete and utter control. They're the judge. They can say, no. we're going to depreciate it 99%. We're going to depreciate it 100%. We're going to depreciate it 50%. They can then effectively, if you've got a $20,000 roof that it costs, and say, well, it's 15 years old. Well, that $20,000 actual cash is only worth maybe $7,000. Yeah. So here's $7,000. We're going to depreciate it. Here, we're going to give you, oh, now, by the way, you also have a $2,500 deductible. So let's remove that. Mm-mm. So now we're going to give you $4,500 off of the seven. Have a great day. And that's all because you chose to save money. It's going to be very detrimental, because I work with people right now, we don't have much time, that deal with this on the water damage side. They've already done it. And I deal with people that are suffering now because of it, because they're trying to save money, but they're getting a really bad product.
Right.
So reach out to your people, contact us, look us up on Facebook, reach out to us, get involved in the community, protect yourself, protect your community. So Claimology, www.insuranceadjuster.com, and you can reach us out at 850-684-4794.